Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 12, The Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. Tuesday, Related Verses, Acts 20, verse 28. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. Knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. Acts 9, verses 17 and 31. Verse 17. And Ananias went away and entered into the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Saul, brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the road on which you were coming, so that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 31. So then the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace, being built up, and going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it was multiplied. Acts 2, verses 32 to 36. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I set your enemies as a footstool for your feet. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified. Related reading. The phrase, his own blood, in Acts 20, verse 28, is very unusual. God is God. He is not a man or a creature. How then can God, the Creator, have blood? Prior to incarnation, God certainly did not have blood. But through incarnation, our God, the Creator, the Eternal One, Jehovah, became mingled with man. As a result, he was no longer only God. He became a God-man. As the God-man, he surely had blood with which to obtain, acquire, the church. When Christ, the God-man, died on the cross, he died not only as man but also as God. The one who had been conceived of God and born with God. Because he was a God-man, the element of God was in him. The divine element was mingled with his humanity. In this way, God joined himself to humanity to be the Savior who died and shed his blood for us. The blood that has redeemed fallen human beings is the blood of Jesus, the Son of God. As human beings, we need genuine human blood for our redemption. Because the Lord Jesus was a man, he could fulfill this requirement. As a man, he shed human blood to redeem fallen human beings. The Lord is also the Son of God, even God himself. Therefore, with his blood, there is the element of eternity. And this element ensures the eternal efficacy of his blood. The God who purchased the church with his own blood is the processed God, the God who became a man called Jesus and Emmanuel, God with us. As such a one, he is God mingled with man. In the matter of his being God only, he surely did not have blood. But in the matter of his being God incarnate, God mingled with man, he surely, in his humanity, had blood to shed on the cross to purchase the church. This is the reason Paul could say that the very God who called us has obtained us, acquired us, purchasing us with the price of his own blood. As in the evangelistic work of Philip, the move of the Apostle Paul and his co-workers for the spread of the gospel was not according to their decision and preference, or according to any schedule made by human counsel, but by the Holy Spirit according to God's counsel. They intended to speak the word in Asia, but the Holy Spirit forbade them. Forbidding is also a part of the Holy Spirit's leading. The Holy Spirit's forbidding and the Spirit of Jesus' not allowing indicated that Paul and his co-workers should go directly forward toward Macedonia and Achaia. Paul, however, did not have the thought of going there. This made it necessary for the Lord to give him a vision during the night, and in this vision, a Macedonian call came to Paul. The Spirit of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are used interchangeably, revealing that the Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a general title of the Spirit of God in the New Testament. The Spirit of Jesus is a particular expression concerning the Spirit of God and refers to the Spirit of the incarnated Savior, who, as Jesus in his humanity, passed through human living and death on the cross. This indicates that in the Spirit of Jesus, there is not only the divine element of God, but also the human element of Jesus, and the elements of his human living and his suffering of death as well. Such an all-inclusive spirit was needed for the apostles' preaching ministry, a ministry of suffering among human beings and for human beings in the human life.